This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hoi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new Chancery of the High Commission of India at Bandar Seri Begawan in Brunei this evening. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan this afternoon on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. In a video message posted on social media platform X, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with Brunei's Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah on the way forward for the bilateral relationship tomorrow. Mr. Modi will travel to Singapore tomorrow on the second leg of his visit. He added that he is looking forward to the opportunity to meet President Tharman Shanmugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. The government has given approval to proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defence preparedness. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, approved 10 capital acquisition proposals. The council gave nod to procurement of future-ready combat vehicles, air defence fire control radars, Dornier 228 aircraft, next-generation fast patrol and offshore patrol vessels. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav's father, Poonam Chand Yadav, passed away at the age of 98 this evening after being unwell for several days. Many senior leaders and ministers have expressed grief over the demise of Mr. Yadav. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today in the border area of Dantewara and Bijapur districts of Bastar Division. The encounter took place when security forces started search operation after receiving information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in this area. Many literary, theatre and film personalities are returning awards given by the government of West Bengal in the wake of the R.G. Kaur Medical College rape murder incident and the ongoing protests across the state demanding justice for the victim. Theatre personality Bibla Bandyopadhyay, film personality Sudipta Chakraborty and Swastika Mukherjee, theatre artist Chandan Sen have returned the awards given to them at various times in recognition to their contribution to their respective fields. Recently, Parimal Day, a teacher from Alipurduar district, had returned an award given to him by the government of West Bengal in the background of R.G. Kaur Medical incident. The Voka Sathi Smart AI-based assistant for timely help and interface WhatsApp chatbot, an innovative initiative of the Voka District Administration of Nagaland, has been awarded the prestigious Gold Award at National Awards for E-Governance Scheme 2023-24. The award was presented at the 27th National Conference on E-Governance held in Mumbai, Maharashtra today by Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis. This recognition is a significant milestone as for the first time, an initiative from Nagaland has received a gold award for its contribution to e-governance. The award and certificate were received by Mahatma Gandhi National Fellows Ajit Kumar Ranjan, Rohit Singh and Anuranjan Singh on behalf of Voka District Administration. Under the initiative, more than 40 services have been brought under one-stop chatbot of the Voka District Administration. The Andhra Pradesh government has launched an extensive relief operation in response to the devastating floods that have affected the region for the past 3 days. Our correspondent reports that Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu is continuously overseeing the relief and rescue operations. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy visited the flood-affected Khammam district. He also visited the families of those who lost their kin in rain-related incidents. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat and very heavy rainfall in West Madhya Pradesh today. The weather agency has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Kerala, Mahe and West Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. At the Paralympics in Paris, Indian para-athletes are eyeing their chances in various events, including archery and athletics on day 6 today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.